Good afternoon, everybody. It's 2:00 on Tuesday, December 17th, 2019. We're gathered for legal counsel update with the full House of Commissioners. We're going to be going right into executive session for four items. Item 1A is public records request from John West under ORS 192-6602F. Item 1B, executive summary of the gender bias complaint, ORS 192-6602F. Item 1C, violation of public health regulations, traveler's accommodations, ORS 192-6602H. Item 1D, county potential purchase of real property on Quartz Creek Road, ORS 192-6602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. No electronic devices shall be used to record at this time. Approved representative of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we'll return to open session and welcome the audience back in the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:01. It's 3:16 p.m.
Make it out of here before dark.
We're going to be back in general session. In reverse order, regarding Quartz Creek, I believe we are suggesting staff continue to negotiate and utilize necessary resources to do so in the best interest of the county.
Yes.
Do you need a motion for C?
Let's deem it a health and safety emergency.
I would make a motion to authorize staff to take appropriate action for a health and safety emergency for public health regulations, traveler's accommodations for the location we discussed, to pursue all avenues of both inspection and health appropriate for the property.
Yeah, inherent in that is that the board deems this to be a health and safety emergency.
Correct.
The governing body.
All right. Do I need to edit that?
Yeah.
That the motion is declaring a public health safety emergency and authorizing staff to take appropriate immediate action for both environmental health, public health, and building safety response.
To involve litigation if necessary.
Correct.
The building is being... do we want to say the effectively condemned? Okay, that we deem the premises to be...
And deeming the president's premises to be effectively condemned.
Second.
Don't you need to name the location?
Oh, yeah, that would be...
Do I have to?
Well, yes, it's all out there now.
Okay.
It's about to be.
So amending my emotion again, that effectively condemning the building located at the Junction Inn Hotel and Restaurant.
Yeah, so the premises of the Junction Inn and Restaurant in Cave Junction is...
Do you amend your second? Okay.
Is effectively condemned, thus creating a health and safety emergency, so deemed by the board.
Okay. Yes.
I second that.
Thanks, and Leah got it down, I think,
yes.
Too, right? Okay.
Just a second to finish up the summary.
The emergency is by the board. There is usually a declaration, and I can prepare that for their signature.
We'll work with both emergency management, public health, and see what is going to be the most accommodating formal declaration to get the job done.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor of declaring an emergency and effectively condemning the building at Junction Inn and for staff to take appropriate measures, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. What?
Was it addressed about the attached restaurant to the building?
Yes.
Okay.
We got a lot to discuss.
Yes.
So, okay. And then regarding the other...
Board takes no position.
Okay, board takes no position.
And yeah, okay. So he's gonna hear back from the official handling that request.
Okay. Any matters, subjects and matters from commissioners?
Nope. No, ma'am.
This morning I had a letter that I presented to Dave Streeter that I'd gotten from the U.S. Forest Service. They're asking us to support them on the collaborative restorative process that they're doing, and they're trying to get funding. Dave recommended some edits to it, so I sent him the original that he could edit. He'll give back to us for us to approve. But essentially that we're going to tentatively support them moving forward so long as they do projects outside of stewardship as well, that they actually proceed with harvest and such and find a balance, would be his recommended wording. So, secondly, I got a copy of a road workforce one. I don't know that I necessarily feel comfortable signing this letter asking the state for that amount of money in addition to what they're already receiving. Unless there's more information that I don't know. I didn't, on first glance, necessarily know what I think.
Yeah, they're proposing some strong moves, and the board approved it, shifting some responsibility and monies to the employment department. It'll provide some services for workforce. I don't know if that's related in that one. I haven't had time to go through that.
Okay. I didn't mean to bring it up other than staff asked us to look at it and haven't had a chance to discuss with you guys.
Have you seen that one?
I did see it. I had a couple questions with help wanted signs all over the place. I'm not really quite sure what they're going to spend that money on. I think when we went through the budget when I was on Workforce Partnership, it was very unclear what. It was a lot of mission statements and this, that, and the other thing, and a building and people moving around, but it looked like they were doubling and tripling up to what the schools were doing and everybody else was doing, and then they come along afterwards, and I didn't know that. They got a pretty healthy ask there at 4.2.
The other piece of it is asking for specific funding in the governor's omnibus bill, which I'm not necessarily willing to support any ask of an omnibus bill right now.
Yeah, really.
So
We could have Jim come and explain it if you'd like, but I don't know if that would bring clarity in this case. And so let's talk tomorrow. Let me have a longer look at it.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the last piece would be Dr. Dethridge came by earlier with concerns about us including the White Horse Park and the land exchange and the benefits. And it's similar to the concerns we heard from neighbors out at Griffin Park in that there's things allowed on BLM land that are not allowed on county parks. The two things he specifically named is White Horse Park is a significant duck hunting cove in the BLM lands down at the river.
And I think Griffin Park had the same thing, people hunt ducks on the river.
And the other thing is that they can allow dogs to run off leash in the BLM area where you can't in any county park. And I said, I don't know if the answer is we adjust our policy that in certain areas that you can have off leash, or if it's that you allow hunting in certain areas, hunting, you know, signs in county parks that say past this area, hunting with permits is allowed or something like that. But I at least need to bring it up to you guys. I also am concerned about the Lake Selmec portion. I don't know if that got ran by the ONC folks.
No,
as far as the concerns of taking ONC lands and putting it as a different designation, mm-hmm. How is that different than what we just asked for?
Right,
but as long as it's mitigated, it's fine. I think there's a one thing that the ONC board said is that they're not against the blanket; they just want to be made whole. In other words, so you mitigate. Same thing could go with Selmec. So you find us some land somewhere else with like timber on it. And we'll take it. And that becomes ONC land.
Yeah.
You do whatever you want with that land. It's just a trade is all it is.
Well, and BLM didn't have an issue with the Lake Selmec property because they said recreation is a secondary purpose in ONC. But if it's no longer designated ONC because it would now be county land, that's the concern.
ONC would have to be made whole.
I would first address it. I mean, so county timberland certainly does have built into it through ordinance a sustained yield standard.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wouldn't see a difference there between the ONC statute and the county ordinance in terms of management. You know what I mean?
Okay. Just want to make sure I bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted you guys
to be aware.
How many
acres is it out at Selma?
I don't remember. A
couple, three, or
I'd
four?
I'd have to look it up.
No, it's a block, isn't it?
Yeah, 40-ish.
More.
Yeah, I think
hold on, let me see if I can find.
One of the BLM squares.
Hmm. Yeah, it was substantial acreage.
But
I can probably tell you
one thing about
in just a
sustained
second.
Yield doesn't mean that you got to cut every tree. You have to that every tree that reaches maturity, you got to hack it off and start all over again. That isn't what that means. You know, there are other places you can mitigate that, like say, moving into other ONC timberland and taking the harvest there.
He's right. It's under 40 acres.
Well,
yeah.
So.
We can sure bring it up to Tim and see what their thoughts are to Rocky.
Is pine cone timber?
I don't.
Cathedral Hills certainly is.
If you like Manzanita.
The amount going to Cathedral Hills is 35 acres.
Okay.
The amount coming to us is 36,
okay.
37.
There we
so
go.
It's almost moot cross.
Like
okay, but the portion of dog owners allowing the dogs to run off leash down past the park and also being able to hunt in the duck blinds that are already built in.
Another thing with the dog, if you're duck hunting, especially along a river, you better have a dog go get the duck.
So the concern, I don't have the answer other than is this a policy that in hunting we allow dogs to run off leash or if we, I mean.
You can do it during certain times of year.
I don't know. I have no problem saying hunting past this area with a hunting license, you know, and putting up signage. But I think that's something that we would have to get some feedback on. And,
yep, makes sense.
Especially before we say move forward with SCI.
Okay.
If that's, because my thing would be, can county policy be adjusted to allow for legal?
That's what I think, that's what I'd like to explore.
Okay.
On precise location, not blanket over the whole thing if you're at Indian Mary hunting ducks.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
No,
ma'am.
Okay, then we can adjourn at 3:27.